Hello and welcome to podcast number 26.
Are you sure it's 26?
No, I have no idea, actually. It's Ryder and Lisa. Today on the show, we talk about Edmonton's most hated person, a 19-year-old at McDonald's.
Also, things that women stuff in their bras.
And my daughter returns for another episode of Mini Pop. Enjoy the show.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
So that's what women actually think.
I'm supposed to trust you when we're in here in the studio with the microphones off. We're supposed to be best friends. It's not about what women think. It's about me and you as friends conversing.
Talking about another radio guy and how you see that his hairline is receding.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you feel better.
No, it did the opposite, okay?
Okay.
Because he's still got like a full head of hair and you're like, oh yeah, you should see it. It's like receding.
I didn't say it like that. I never said ew.
It's getting thin on top. Gross.
I never said that. But okay. Sure, whatever.
You did.
Spread rumors about me. I don't even care.
Anyway, I'm like 15 times more bald than this guy. Ew.
I didn't say ew.
Look at that.
Don't cross your eyes when you do impressions of me. It's rude.
Oh, that's rude? Time for Lisa's word of the day.
Today's word, I challenge all of you to use it 5 times. The more you use it, the more it will come naturally. Extol, to praise enthusiastically. I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
He extols the 2 qualities he most admires. He extols them.
Terrible sentence.
Extol.
I'd like to use it in a sentence as well.
To praise enthusiastically.
My favorite goalie of all time is Ron Extol. So our brother station next door, 95.7 Cruise FM, had a big party on Friday night that we attended. You were hungover up until like last night at 10 because of it.
It was horrible.
2-dayer. That's intense.
Because we got drunk in the lobby. What do you expect?
Lobby drunk. Yeah, I realized I spent most of the night like not even in the concert venue area, just in the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw something while in that entrance that I'll never forget.
What?
A woman was sitting on like those couches that were kind of by like the fireplace area in the middle.
Right.
And I just saw her pull out a cheese string from her bra. Like a plastic-covered cheese string. It wasn't just straight cheese on boob.
Ew.
There was plastic covering it. What's ew about it?
I don't know.
It was covered.
Yeah, I know, but a cheese string gets warm really quick, especially if it's in a bra.
Yeah.
Who wants to eat warm cheese string?
Well, you're a huge fan of pizza. There's warm cheese on that.
No, that's different. I mean, I've pulled the, you know when you go to like Swiss Chalet and you get the little butter package with your bun, but the butter's always frozen?
And almost unmanageable.
Yeah, you can't even stick a knife in it. I'll put those in my bra for a couple minutes before opening them.
And that actually softens them up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Butter bra.
I think I respected the cheese string in the bra, and I don't know why, but if it would have been a cheese slice, I would have been disgusted.
Right.
But the cheese string, I was like, eh.
Yeah, no.
I like that move. I date that woman. Just to carrying snacks? Unexpected snacks in her bra?
There's probably not enough room in her purse because she's got so many snacks in there.
Well, I would imagine if she's rocking cheese strings in her bra that she's probably got some pretty good snacks, a great snack arsenal in her purse.
Especially this time of year. Think of the Halloween candy, plethora of it.
Oh, just dynamite.
Yeah, I feel like every woman has stashed something in their bra.
Well, I wanted to ask, like, any other things that you ladies normally haul around in there? Like, you use it as a purse. Yeah. Condoms? Is that a thing?
Yeah. I keep a small knife in my bra when I'm hiking, is the text we got to 780107. That's good.
Miniature bottles of alcohol is the text we got. And Brandon says, a petite girl he used to date always hid Kleenex in there. That's not hiding Kleenex.
No, she was stuffing her bra, Brandon. Come on.
Brandon. It's good if you have a cold, though. You'd be like, excuse me.
Because he even said in the text, she always got mad when I asked to borrow one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she can't have one bigger than the other. We already struggle from that.
Well, couldn't you then take one from the...
Rip it in half.
Bigger one?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You said there's a food that ends up in your bra quite a bit.
Yeah, popcorn.
Because every time you go to the movie, you're hoping to get some nook, and you go low top.
No.
And it's just a little landing zone for popcorn.
People always assume, like, oh, there's popcorn in your bra? That must be an accident. Mm, that's what you think.
Oh, you intentionally put popcorn in the...
Snack for later.
You actually put in the, like, little seeds, and then they pop when they get warm? Oh, popcorn's ready. Hall 107, Ryder in the Morning with Lisa Evans. Time to get some things off our chest.
Yeah, can you take like 5 pounds off of mine right now? They're weighing me down.
It's Complaint Corner on Ryder in the Morning.
It's all that popcorn in there.
Seriously, it's all that frozen Swiss Chalet butter.
All right, it's time for Complaint Corner. This is where we do some complaining. What are you upset about today?
Hey, Facebook, stop trying to make stories a thing. They're never going to be a thing. There's only one person on my Facebook that posts stories, and it's a girl from my theater class, and they're just selfies of her forehead.
They are a huge thing on Instagram now.
Yeah.
Like, massive.
But not Facebook.
Facebook, it's just not taking off. I think the majority of Facebook users, a little bit older, a little bit less reluctant, a little bit more reluctant, I should say, to try new things. And so nobody's even testing it out. They're still just playing Farmville.
And Candy Crush.
Instagram's actually doing pretty good with it. I'm sad. I'm starting to use Instagram more than Snapchat for stories. At Ryder FM on both. But I really liked Snapchat.
Yeah. Yeah, I used a Snapchat filter for the first time this weekend in like 4 months.
Yeah.
So weird.
Using it less. Mm-hmm. All right. My turn to complain about something. I did some coloring this weekend with my daughter.
Nice.
White crayons.
What's the point?
They're the most useless thing on the planet. I don't think there's ever been a time in my life where I'm like, well, thank God I have this white crayon.
What if you were using black paper? And then again, why would you ever buy black paper?
Exactly. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @IamSpaceGirl on Twitter. Doing should be pronounced like Boeing with a D.
What are you doing? That's how you talk, I think, to begin with. What are you doing?
What are you doing later? This story from a McDonald's near Kingsway will have you very angry.
Me personally or everyone here in town?
Everyone.
What happened?
Everyone.
No, they ran out of McChicken sauce.
No, way worse than that. So, charges are pending after a teen who looked to be intoxicated came out of the bathroom and then just started swinging at people. He managed to punch, I think they said, 8 people in the news story, including a 6-year-old girl, before getting taken down.
What time was this at?
3:30 in the afternoon yesterday. 3 people ended up holding him down outside the McDonald's after staff, like, teamed up to get him out of there. And they held him down until police could come.
A 6-year-old girl?
Yeah. He punched a 6-year-old girl, according to the police report. I'm telling you, if I saw that, like, it would be
done-so
all
for him.
Over.
Yeah.
Like, whatever tools I needed to grab, I'd rip off a Ronald McDonald statue arm and beat him to death with it.
Well, your daughter's turning 6 in, like, 2 months.
Yeah,
so
got
that's
it.
Like, you a put little... yourself in that position, like, that's your kid? Are
not
you
even
kidding
my
me?
Kid, any kid.
I know,
I think our job as adults is to protect the little ones more than anything
else.
Oh,
yeah.
Protect them.
Well, as soon as something like that happens, the first thing, it's just human nature and instinct to put your hands in front of your kids or put them behind you, right?
For
so
sure.
That poor girl was obviously caught in a situation where...
I think it was her mom that got hit, too.
Oh.
Like, this guy, just a loser. Hot 107. I need your help as I'm hosting a Halloween party on Saturday night, I suppose. And I don't have any decorations this year. So I don't know what to do because I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money. And my least favorite thing ever is cleaning up decorations. So I don't want to overdo it. But just some like cheap options that I can pop up for like less than $100 total for everything. That's what I'll set my budget at. That's easy to store. That's the other thing. Like we said last week, if there was somebody that would come to your place and decorate it for Halloween.
And then come back after.
Come after and grab the stuff. You'd make a really good chunk of change from people like myself who don't want to do it, but actually want to like have the spirit, just don't want to put the work in.
Yeah, or store everything.
Right, that's the other part. Especially like if you lived in a condo or something, where are you going to put that?
Maybe that's where the whole skeleton in your closet phrase came from.
Possibly.
Gotta hide that stuff.
I think I came up with an idea that may work.
What?
BYOD.
Bring your own
decorations.
Wow, I would never want to go to your party.
Like you come with your beer and a pumpkin or something. One decoration minimum each.
Do people actually enjoy pumpkin carving? Or is this just something that we've been accustomed to? Like we're just told that we have to do it, so we do it, but we're miserable the entire time. Because I don't think I've ever enjoyed carving a pumpkin.
I think it's pretty fun to have like the moments. Like my daughter's really into it now.
But so you have to do everything for her.
Right.
So is it that fun for you?
Yeah, like I guess it's kind of cool to see if you do a good pumpkin. To look at it, you kind of feel like you accomplished something.
Sounds exhausting.
So you're not coming over for pumpkin carving then?
I'd probably carve half of it and then be like, okay, well, I've done my part. I'm going to go lay horizontal for a while.
Can I have the pie that's supposed to come from this?
Rider in the morning.
Hot 107.
All right, we call this segment the clean joke of Halloween edition.
Oh, what? I didn't know it was Halloween edition.
Yeah, I literally said that like 3 times.
I wasn't paying attention.
All right, who are we speaking with?
Joe.
Joe, you are our judge, okay?
Sounds good, boss.
So 3 rounds, you pick your favorite joke from each round.
Got it.
I'll go first while Lisa stalls to find jokes that are Halloween themed.
I'm just so bad at this.
What's a ghost's favorite ride at K-Days?
What's a ghost's favorite ride at K-Days?
The roller coaster.
No. See, like, what?
Not bad.
Thanks, man.
Okay. I don't care. I'm doing my own thing today. What did the nut say when it was chasing the other nut?
What did the nut say?
I'm a cashew. Cashew. No.
Not bad. Thanks. Halloween jokes.
Yeah, so I get
Fine.
The point. Default.
You get the point, bud.
Thanks, bud. Next round.
These are so terrible. It's 2017 and no one's written a good Halloween knock-knock joke?
I've got a great joke here.
All right, let's hear it.
What do mummies listen to on Halloween?
What do mummies listen to on Halloween?
Rap music.
Good one. Go, Lee.
Even Joe's telling you to hurry the hell up over there.
Who's... Knock-knock.
Knock-knock. Who's there?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline who?
Jacqueline Hyde. These are so horrible.
Jack-o'-lantern would have been funnier.
Someone wrote this and it's on the internet.
Okay,
we're
so...
We're going to keep doing this a little longer, Lisa. We're going to give that one to Lisa.
I got that one?
Yeah.
It was a pretty good one.
That's
right?
Garbage.
It actually was garbage, but thanks, Joe.
Why do demons and ghouls hang out together? Because demons are a ghoul's best friend.
No. Actually, that one's really good, the more you think about it.
I know, I crushed this.
That was good.
Thank you.
Okay, I got another one. I always bring an extra pair of socks when I go golfing in case I get a hole in one.
It's not Halloween.
I don't care.
I don't even need your opinion on this one, Joe.
Ryder, you got that one.
I know, I got the whip. Congratulations going out to RJ, one of our regular callers. Sometimes he calls and he's really hard to get off of the phone once he's on the phone. But with that said, big fan of him. And him and his wife just welcomed a baby into the world this weekend. As he was calling and giving us updates for the last like 7-8 months, he'd compare what the baby was.
Like with the size of it inside.
To something. And it was just the most obscure references. He'd be like, yeah, baby's the size of a cereal box. You're like, what?
A baby's, small backpack.
A baby's never the size of a cereal box.
Oh, can you imagine that trying to come out too? That would hurt.
It's the size of a tennis racket. Like, no, that doesn't make sense either, RJ.
Well, now he's too busy to call us.
Right, and he will be hopefully for a few months.
Come on.
Anyway, do we got a few more texts rolling in for good on you?
Yes, I didn't get drunk at all this weekend, said Sarah.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, nice one.
Good job.
Can't say the same about Lisa.
honestly, Friday was not good for me. What else do we got here? I cooked about 17 freezer meals this weekend. That's a lot of work.
13 will be good max. Those freezer meals are so hit and miss.
Well, especially if you're using turkey.
Just mush. Ends up being just mush.
Sober for 6 years from drugs and alcohol. My daughter has never seen me intoxicated.
Nice.
Good on you, mate. Nice.
So Sarah, who texted in and saying she didn't get drunk for the weekend, check that out. All you got to do is 5 years and 51 more weeks and you can match that last texter. We're talking about things that we take too seriously and we're going to let this one live on the air.
Yes, please.
You can't come at me like that saying this addiction of mine isn't healthy.
Ryder, it's what you are constantly playing this game. And whenever I'm like, I wonder what Ryder's doing right now, I'm always right. You're playing that game. Even to the point where you're like, hold on, Charlie, your daughter, 5 more minutes. Dad's got to just get this hole in one.
It's called Golf Clash. The thing I like best about it, you can play it while watching TV and like doing other stuff like parenting. Or today I got to take my daughter to dance. So I have to wait for 40 minutes while she's in dance class. In the past, I don't know what I'd do.
Okay, no, it's good that you have an app, but you take it too seriously. That's what we want to talk about at 780-107, something ridiculous that you take too seriously.
What are you taking too seriously these days?
Who, me personally?
Yeah.
My musical theater class.
Yeah, it's true. You guys don't even have an official performance. It's like, yeah, come and watch us practice.
No, we have a performance at the end. I just don't really know the date.
But it's not like a play.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's just you go up and sing a few songs. It's karaoke.
It's not karaoke. There's choreography.
Come and watch us dance while we karaoke.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm just saying, you're right.
It's a great pastime for me.
You do take it too seriously.
Josh texted in saying that he takes co-ed hockey too seriously.
Been there.
Yeah. Ricky texted in saying, I take my spot on the couch really serious. If the kids are sitting in my spot and I walk into the room, I don't even have to ask them to move. They just know. But if my dog is sitting there, I'll sit somewhere else because she's just so cute.
We have some booster juice to give away with a game we call Mini Pop.
Her grasp of the English language isn't the best. She's 5 years old, putting you to the test. Mini Pop.
780-450-3332. You have to name this song.
I don't like your little games.
All right, Nick, can you tell us what song that is?
Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got some booster juice, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Should we jam out to it now with
yes.
the music?
Let's do it.
I don't like your little games. Don't like your tilted stage. The role you made me play. The fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. I said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I'm smarter. I got harder in the nick of time. I roll up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got the list of mine and yours is in red, underline. I check it once, and then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just let me do. Look what you just made me do.
I just did some math behind the scenes here, and this one is unbelievable.
What?
I'm proud of you. You managed to say north 5 times in 7 seconds. The only other time that's ever happened is Kim Kardashian yelling at her kid to stop doing something. North! 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 You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's a replay.
There was a collision northbound 184th Street over the Anthony Henday Northwest North... What? Northwest, north.
Oh my God.
It's blocked.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I've never seen anything like that before.
I don't know what happened.
There's a reason you make the big bucks around here.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Winning song for Throwback Throwdown plays in 3 minutes.
I'm going to ask for a raise after the show today. I deserve it.
Say, you know where I want my salary to go? North.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Okay, that's the show for today. Hey, Lisa, now that it's the podcast, you can tell your inappropriate joke about the 19-year-old who was punching random people at McDonald's.
More like Big Smack Meal.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast and all that stuff. We appreciate it.
Do not rate based on that joke.